One of the largest tests of the four-day work week is showing promising results. Organisers behind a pilot that wraps up next month in the UK have found that most of the companies involved are so far seeing the same amount of worker productivity, if not more. In the US, recent experiments have had similar success, including at the non-profit newsroom Prism. It has a staff of 14 people who publish on weekdays, and leaders there have permanently shifted journalists to work 4 days a week after giving it a test run. Joining us now to talk about how this works is Ashton Lattimore, the editor-in-chief of Prism. Ashton, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And pre-pandemic, you were 100% remote, so you were ahead of the curve there. But once the pandemic began, fueled the desire to not work 5 days a week anymore. Tell me more.
Sure. So once the pandemic happened, there really was kind of a need just to create more breathing room within our lives. So it was actually summer of 2020 when we first sort of attempted a four-day work week. And in that case, we had half of the staff working Monday through Thursday, and then half of the staff working Tuesday through Friday. And we did that for the entire summer, and then eventually shifted back to everyone working on 5 days, but just with a half day on Friday. And that's what we were doing up until the beginning of this summer when we basically did the four-day work week pilot again.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. So you've kind of always staffed up, whether it's one lot of staff or another, but then you change that model and everybody's off on Friday, right?
Yep, everybody's off on Friday. I think we found that having everybody have the same baseline of days that we were working created less pressure for people to be kind of checking in on Friday, even if it wasn't their day. That kind of knowledge that other people are working in the background and maybe they're sending you emails or they're checking with you about things, I think has a different effect than just kind of making sure that everybody's 4 days are the same 4 days.
And I think what everybody wants to know is, you know, how did this affect your productivity? Are you doing less because you're working less days?
We are not. We've been hitting our editorial productivity goals, publishing the same amount of stories per week as we were before we started the trial, and seeing that, you know, not only are people thriving in their personal lives, but that their work is continuing to be excellent and is continuing to have reach, really showed us that it's possible to decenter work in your life and still achieve the results that you want to achieve.
You know, one of the things, Ashton, that I found so interesting in reading about Prism's move to a four-day work week was the impact for workers of color, particularly. Can you tell us more?
Sure. So as a newsroom of all people of color reporting on social injustice in the United States, for a lot of us, the things that we report on are personal. We're reporting on issues that are affecting our families. You know, we're reporting on things, you know, about the childcare crunch that affects, you know, me and other mothers who are in the newsroom. We're reporting on things that have to do with immigration and injustice in immigration. And folks, you know, have family members who may be immigrants or, you know, the children of immigrants themselves. So having the ability to step away from that and not be so mired in it for, you know, as many days a week as we were previously, for us felt really important to support us in a way that recognize we're not just journalists, we're also people.
You know, I wonder if there's been any backlash for this, you know, and I'm thinking about some of the stereotypes that exist, you know, particularly about some of the communities that are represented in your newsroom. And I'm wondering if working less plays into those stereotypes.
I think that some of it, the kind of drawback or backlash that you're talking about, a lot of that is kind of internal work that we needed to do and kind of sit with our own ideas about how much we feel like we need to work twice as hard or work twice as much to do as well as maybe a mainstream newsroom or a legacy newsroom because of those kind of lowered expectations since we're all people of color. But I think being willing to kind of sit with those uncomfortable feelings and recognize that the fact that we're working to do our work sustainably doesn't mean that we care about it any less than anyone else does, and let that be the driving factor behind how we're structuring our work lives.
You know, I have to say, it sounds so deliciously tempting to want to leap into a workplace that's 4 days a week. Do you think it is scalable across the United States? Where I have to say, in my experience, you know, the culture is quite the opposite. It's much more your identity is tied to your work, and we all work a lot.
I think it would require a really sustained and large-scale culture shift, absolutely, in the United States. But I think the more times we see that replicated across the country, the easier it's going to be to kind of help this become something more of a norm.
If you don't mind, I would love to ask you on a personal note, how do you spend your Fridays now? You mentioned that you're a mother of two young children. What does Friday mean for you now that you're not working?
So for me, Friday is a little bit of a me day, which is spectacular as a mother of two young children. So in the first part of the day, my two kids are in nursery school and they're in kindergarten and they still go on Fridays. And I spend the first part of the day, you know, writing. I'm also a novelist, so I'm working on my second book right now. And, you know, when it's time for the school day to end, I go and pick them up at 3 o'clock because they don't have to go to aftercare anymore. So they're not there until five. And I spend the rest of the afternoon with them.
Sign me up. Ashton Lattimore is the editor-in-chief of Prism. Ashton, thank you so much.
Thank you.